Not only is Burger King letting you have it your way, they're giving it to you for pennies on the dollar. It looks like Burger King is giving away free Whoppers this weekend to celebrate Mother's Day. And they have some exciting news later on in the month for National Hamburger Day. With some McDonald's Big Mac meals consisting upwards to $20, this just may be Burger King's chance to win back some fans. We'll talk about this, we'll talk about heuristics, coupons, and saving money, all on this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional, the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And it looks like Burger King is trying to attract some people to their restaurant by bringing back their buy one, get one free Whopper this Mother's Day weekend. So it seems pretty simple. It seems as if the deal is going to officially kick off at 10:30 a.m. at participating locations May 12th. Orders can be completed on the BK app or online, where you can also order ahead for pickup, dining, or delivery. So from there, you'll be asked to add a coupon or a six-digit code, and you can find that at your Royal Perks account before placing your order. Only one offer is allowed each account. Now I know what you're thinking. Why would a podcast about faith and finances cover a story like a free Whopper? The reason we bring this up is because the issue of coupons is something that can be debated. A lot of times we like to think of coupons as saving money, and in some cases this can be true, but in most cases it's not. See, when you have a coupon, you are not saving more money, you're technically spending less money. In the financial world, we call it a debit. No matter how you spend it, it's coming out of your bank account. When you're putting together your financial plan, it is still an expense. And why is this important? Why is this little nuance important? Because when you're trying to figure out where your money is going, you're not going to look at a transaction and say, yes, I spent $20, but I saved $200. It doesn't matter. Your money is still gone. But where do we get this concept of coupons actually saving us money? Well, it comes from a mental heuristic. And what a heuristic is a mental shortcut that allows people to solve problems and make judgments quickly and efficiently. Unfortunately, when we're making quick decisions, especially about purchases with coupons, we tend to make them emotionally and try to justify them logically. You see a coupon for a TV, makes you want a TV, so you buy a TV. That's an emotional response. Logically would be, I need a TV, I want this TV, I found a coupon, now I pay less. You see, the train of thought is just a little bit different. To better explain this phenomenon, I'm going to take the example of the 80-inch TV, right? So you're finding an 80-inch TV somewhere, and on the price it says $8,000, but today only it's marked down to $4,000. So in your head, you're thinking, wow, I get to save $4,000. That is a deal. That's 50% off. This is awesome, right? You buy the TV, you feel really good about your purchase because you quote unquote saved so much money. Now take that same example. You walk into the store, you see the 80-inch TV, it's $4,000. There's no sale, there's no red ribbons, there's no balloons, no special occasions, no Mother's Day. Now, ask yourself, are you going to feel the same way about that purchase? No. Many people don't brag about paying full price. So what you just experienced is what they call an anchor. An anchor is a type of cognitive bias that causes people to favor information they received early in the decision-making process. In this case, the information that you are favoring is the initial price of $8,000 and the quote-unquote instant savings of $4,000. But you're neglecting the fact that regardless if you took all $4,000 or not, your bank account is still going to show $4,000 as missing. But no one likes to see it that way. They like to lock in and justify that purchase as if I saved $4,000. What I'm going to do is quickly tie all this back to the coupon phenomenon at Burger King, who is also not only giving away free Whoppers this weekend, as I mentioned earlier, They are also in the process of gearing up for a giveaway coming up May 28th through June 3rd, where they'll be giving customers freebies when they spend 70 cents. That's it. It's just going to be some daily deals that are available for BK Reward members. Prices are going to vary by location. I think the free Whoppers are on May 28th. On May 29th, customers can grab a free croissant, which is Burger King's croissant breakfast sandwich. On Thursday, May 30th, you can get a free soft drink with any 70 cent purchase. And on the 31st, they are giving away a free cheeseburger, once again with the purchase of anything 70 cents or more. Now, this all sounds great. You know, wow, I get a free hamburger or buy one, get one free. You know, let's go. But once again, were you intending to go to Burger King? Or did you read an article in People's Magazine? Did you see an advertisement on TV? Did you hear it mentioned on Financial Advisor Say the Darndest Thing, your favorite Christian finance podcast, where you're subscribed and you rate and you comment and you do all those things to make sure other people can hear and you share it with your friends? That's a cheap plug, right? At least I can admit it. I hope you are getting value out of this podcast. I know we're talking about some very intense financial vocabulary, but I want you to really understand what's going on behind the scenes, because it's more than just a hamburger. So let's circle back to this coupon idea. This coupon is stimulating you to spend money that you weren't intending to spend. These advertisements are bringing it to your awareness. And what's in your awareness can be purchased. So when we're spending money that we didn't have any intention of spending, that could be a problem. And that's when we start accumulating things that we truly don't need. So when you're making your purchases, I want you to think about some of these heuristics. I want you to think about some of these mental shortcuts, some of these cognitive biases that marketers are using in order to entice you. I almost feel guilty because, just like me, mentioning Burger King, and just to let you know, they're not paying me for this. This podcast is not sponsored by them by any means or any of their affiliates, but you're going to look it up. Like, is this right? Is this serious? Okay, well, free hamburgers. I didn't know that. Maybe I'll take the kids out, or maybe I'll try a Whopper. I haven't had a Whopper in years. But I only brought this up for one reason and one reason only. It's a popular trending topic. I think you're going to come across it. And I want to show you how advertisements really work. You think it's a coincidence they brought this up? No. And speaking of saving money, if you're like a majority of Americans that use food delivery services like DoorDash, Uber Eats, Waiter, or Postmates, then check out our last episode, How Food Delivery Charges Are Sending Americans Into Debt, which is episode number 256, where we break down the price difference of ordering food through one of the food delivery services, going to get the food yourself, and going to the grocery store to make it yourself, and how by just making a few changes, you can save thousands of dollars over the long run. If you love this episode, make sure that you subscribe on whatever platform you're using to listen to the podcast. Also, your feedback, your comments, and your ratings help push this to other believers such as yourself. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.